Correct. Sadly, all this week is supposed to be rainy, so get your rain weather activities lined up, because you will certainly be able to do them. It is 8 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and it's time now for Celtic Dawn.
Very well, Bill. Oh, there was a woman dressed up in the black, 99 miles beyond the moon. The sun went out, she carried a basket, under the tether she carried a broom. Hold them, cried I, oh, with it, so why? And I should come up beyond the skies, and I should back with you by and by.
I'm on my corduroy breeches I put on, corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1844 my back was getting mighty sore, back was getting mighty sore working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1845 I found myself more dead than alive, found myself more dead than alive working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Betty works on the railway.
Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line and track. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go line and track. Down in the hollow below the field, angels working on a chariot wheel. Oh, boys, catch a line. I'm checking. Oh, boys, catch a line. I'm checking. Oh, boys, catch a line. I'm checking. See Eloise go line and track. In the shade, thinking about the money that I ain't made. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, Seattle Bees go line and track. Yeah, yeah. Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, batting out the waves with a 2x4. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, Seattle Bees go line and track.
Railway,
poor Betty works on the railway. Oh, boys, catch a line. Oh, boys, catch a line. See Eloise go
And that was the genius of Eileen Ivers marrying Irish 6/8 jig Patty on the Railway in an African-American 4/4 work song popularized by the great bluesman Lead Belly. And that was line and track from Eileen's brand new album, Beyond the Bog Road. If you love Irish American music, you definitely have to add this to your collection. It's just 11 songs, each one better, it seems like, than the one you heard before. Before that was the Manx band Barul with the Wheel of Fire from Mananon's Cloak. And we had a little bit of a problem here with one CD player, but we managed to work it back. But we heard four songs from Absolutely Classic, the Music of William Kimber. We started off with Laudanum Bunches. That was William and the Headington Quarry Morris Dancers. Then Old Mother Oxford, William by himself. The Old Woman Tossed Up in a Blanket, and that was William singing and playing. And then we heard The Rigs of Marlowe done by John Graham and the Headington Quarry Morris Dancers. And if you were at the Weeks of Footbridge yesterday, you got to see your own folks doing great Morris dancers, or if you went to the English, New England Folk Festival Alliance, you had your fill of Morris and Molly and all sorts of Garland and other dances done. And of course, I love it all. Next up, we've got the Paul McKenna Band, a great band from Scotland, starting off the next set.
Brutality and justice as we stand aside and wait for a world where peace and unity outweigh the laws of hate. Like broken glass, our children lie all scattered in the way. Rise up and raise your voices so that they might see the day. What happened to the dream? Will we ever overcome? And walk hand in hand together toward the setting of the sun. Tranquility or equality, let's opt for both today. To build a culture free from sin where love can lead the way. Will you stand still while others fight a cause for which they die? To revolt against a system of deceit for you and I. What happened to the dream? Will we ever overcome? Walk hand in hand together toward the setting of the sun. What happened to the dream? We shall overcome. And walk hand in hand together toward the setting. die kreeg mij voor. Wat dat piper met een power, but no flag was taken down. The brave and weak with only hatred written in their eyes. Stand up in unity, to forget us to deny. Happen to the dream, will we ever overcome? And walk hand in hand together, toward the setting of the sun. What happened to the dream?
Don't be afraid for me. Some fingers through your hand. Let time forgive the past and go and make some other plans. You are not alone. Laying in the night, put out that fire in your head. Lay with me tonight. You are not alone. Laying in the light, put out that fire in your head. Lay with me tonight.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
The birds and the trees once gathered on yon daisied hill, and there from my own there came the reverend Columbia. Kings and birds learn to love and agree, and the calm of the dove brooded over the turbulent sea. A child of the mountains once tamed, dark and silent, doth flow. Its banks clad in verdure, it seeks in the sea to find rest, and fall like a mother take the tired road to rest.
It's 8:38. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Lorcan MacMuthena with The River Row from The Arrows That Murder Sleep. His liner notes are amongst the most interesting that I've read in a long time. He has from Columkia at the Convention of a Drumquette, if poet's verse be but fables, so be food and garments fables, so is all the world a fable, so is man of dust a fable. And Kaylin from the first class of Long Tower Primary School in Derry, a river thinks, where will I end up? And he notes, in the River Row, we see that memories are not only built in a lifetime, but some are inherited in the form of stories and folklore. Just outside the town of Limavady in County Derry is a flat-topped hillock named Drumquette, where in 575 AD Kongkia is supposed to have presided over a major dispute between the political and poetic communities of Ireland. The old monk, who had sworn never to set foot or sight on Ireland again, had strapped sods of Scotland to his feet and had blindfolded his eyes. In the River Roe, those cultural memories and associations with locality are celebrated in Drumkett, whilst the river's descent to the sea becomes the metaphor for the troubled journey of the exile. Great album. Definitely recommend that you seek it out. I believe right now it's actually only available from Lorcan himself. Prior to that was Solace with Not Alone, featuring the lovely voice of Karen Casey, from Solace's album All These Years, making music with practically everybody who they ever played with. And we started off with the Paul McKenna Band with The Dream from Paths That Wind. Next up is Burning Bridget Cleary, and we would be amiss if we did not say to you that if you are a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts 02153.
was as good fiddler as ever fiddled on a string, and he could drive the women wild at the noise his wires would ring. He'd fiddle the fish out from the sea, or water from a marble stone, milk out of a maiden's breast, though baby she had none. There he played in the castle hall, and there he played him fast asleep, stepped in for the young countess, for lo, she stayed awake. When the day has dawned and the cocks have crowed and blabbed the winds are wide, it's you may come to me chamber door and lie down by me side. So he wrapped his fiddle in a cloth of green and stolen out on his tiptoe, soft back to his own man Tom as fast as he could go. When the day has dawned and the cocks have crowed and flapped the wings are wide, I'm bid to go to my lady's door and lie down by her side. Lie down, my good master, here's a blanket to your hand that'll waken you in as good a time as any cock in the land. Tom took the fiddle into his hand and he fiddled and he sang for a full hour, played his master fast asleep and is off to his lady's bar. At the pin, and the lady true unto her word rose up and let him in. Indeed, take our lady gay to bolster or to bed, but down upon the cold hard floor, right soon he's had her laid. Oh, ragged are your stockings, love, sturdy is your cheek and chin, and tousled is your yellow hair, a solid yesterday. All my stockings belong to my boy Tom, they were the first come to me hand, and the wind it tossed on the yellow hair. Soft back to his master's home as fast as though could he. Up and up, the good master, why snore you there so loud? There's not a cock in all this land has flapped his wings and crowed. Jack O'Ryan took the fiddle in his hand and he fiddled and he sang so merrily. He's off and to his lady's door as fast as though could he. When he came to the lady's door, he curled so softly at the pin, said, oh, me dearity, round you. Well, did you not now leave behind a golden watch, nor velvet glove? Are you come now back again to taste more of me, love? Bloody oath, by hook and a shoe, bitter thorn, lady, I never was in this room since the day that I was born. Oh, then it was your own boy Tom that cruelly has beguiled me, for the blood of a ruffian boy should spring in me her body. Jack O'Ryan flew to his home, cried, Tom, my boy, come here to me. He hung that boy from his own gate post, high as a willow tree.
Morning, it's 8:57. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party from her new album Old Adam, doing Jack O'Ryan. Prior to that, we heard the Jeremiahs with May Day, and we started off with Burning Bridget Cleary with a set they call the Scones of Boxty, and that's the middle jig there, and it's Farewell to Milltown, and then the Real Sadoon from These Are the Days. We are going to end this edition of Celtic Dawn with Dervish and the Craig in White Hair, and then we will segue right into our Beltane show.
The green fields on Tessu where the huntsmen go, but to meet the bald sportsmen from around Katy Town, a land sport better than the boys from Meadown. And when we arrived, they were all standing there, so we took to the green fields in search of a hare. We did not go far till someone gave cheer over hills and high meadows. The prey did appear. To their heather, she tried them to shun, but her dogs never missed one inch where she'd run. They kept well tied to him going over the hill, for the hounds would set out the sweet temper to kill.